Do you wish you could be the present mom you've always wanted to be, but still need to provide an income for your family? Are you tired of scouring the internet for legit jobs that will replace your income and that you can do from home in your PJs? Hey friend, welcome to the Virtual Assistant Mama Podcast. I know you're over there Googling jobs for moms, legit work-at-home jobs, or smart a side hustle, yet you can't figure out how to take that first step. So instead, you stay stuck, do nothing, or start random side hustles to try to make quick money. Becoming a virtual assistant is the answered prayer you've been waiting for. My name is Ariana, and I'm a former teacher turned work-at-home mom who replaced my teaching income as a virtual assistant in just 6 months. I did this by taking a step of faith and following the dream that God placed on my heart to be home with my babies. Mama, your dreams pale in comparison to God's dreams for you. Imagine offering services that light you up, working with clients who value you and pay you what you're worth, and having a job that works around your life and not the other way around. This is the podcast for you. It's time to take that first step. Are you ready? Here we go. As moms, we possess so many different skills and qualities that make us amazing virtual assistants, and it's not just our maternal instincts. So in this episode, I want to share with you 5 reasons why you as a mom would make a great virtual assistant. So let's just go ahead and dive on in. The first reason that you would be a great virtual assistant is that mothers have amazing multitasking skills. As a mom, that often requires mastering the art of multitasking, juggling various responsibilities simultaneously, which is 100% a valuable skill in the world of virtual assistants. Because when you're juggling a bunch of different clients, you're doing different projects for them, you might be doing completely different services for them, you have to be a pro at multitasking and figuring out, okay, how do I balance all of these different things? So I know as moms, we're always balancing, you know, taking care of the kids, managing the home, providing support for our husbands, and just trying to be the best in all these areas. And that is definitely a skill that we can take into the virtual assistant world. All right, the second reason that moms make amazing virtual assistants is that we have an amazing ability to organize. Managing a household and managing a family, that all involves a lot of really intricate planning and just a ton of organization. So moms, we are skilled at setting priorities, creating schedules, setting boundaries, and just making sure that everything is running smoothly. So those organizational skills that you use to manage your house and your family can also translate into managing tasks and projects for your clients as a virtual assistant. All right, the third skill that moms have that would make them amazing virtual assistants is that we have amazing communication skills. As moms, we have to be interacting with our children, our kids' teachers, other parents, our spouse, all these different relationships we have to navigate through. And so we have really excellent communication skills that will allow us to, you know, keep the peace with everybody and get what we want, but also like make them think they're getting what they want and just like all the things. So clear and effective communication is so crucial for virtual assistants because it's going to allow you to understand exactly what your client needs, give them updates, and just make sure that you guys are both working together as a team and that you're helping them to grow their business. So you have to be a really excellent communicator. And as moms, we are communicating all day long. The fourth skill that moms have that would make them great virtual assistants is that they are great at adapting and problem solving. As moms, we know nothing ever goes according to plan, and moms have to be adaptable and really quick problem solvers. We have to stop that tantrum before it happens, or we have to pivot because the kiddo's sick, and you're going to need those skills in the fast-paced world of virtual assistants where tasks and client needs can often change pretty rapidly. So having that ability to adapt and solve problems quickly is going to set you up for success. All right, the fifth skill that moms have that make them amazing virtual assistants is that we are phenomenal at time management.
As moms, we have to balance the demands of parenting, household chores, maybe a career, your spouse, and the ability to really prioritize and manage your time efficiently is really crucial for virtual assistants who, again, you're managing multiple projects, you have different deadlines for different clients, and you have to be able to set up those deadlines for yourself. Nobody's going to be telling you, you have to sit down and get this work done because your due date's coming up. You have to be good at managing your time and doing that. And so as moms, we're really good at managing all the little pieces that are all working together. And that's definitely something you would have to do as a virtual assistant. So all of these different qualities, among many others that I'm sure I'm forgetting, definitely 100% make moms the best choice to hire as a virtual assistant. So just because you're a mom, maybe you're a stay-at-home mom and you haven't had a job in forever, I just want you to understand that you still have skills that will transfer into the virtual assistant world. And there are so many business owners who would be willing to hire you because they know that moms are rock stars. Okay, your experience with managing your household and your family, that's going to equip you with a skill set that so many businesses would love to have helping them in their business. So I don't want you to think like, oh, I'm just a mom, I can't do this virtual assistant business because I don't have any experience in business. That is okay. You still have so many skills that would transfer into this world. Now, if you're not really sure where to start with the virtual assistant world and you're trying to figure it out, I invite you to come and register for the free workshop, The Number One Way to Start Working from Home, where I will walk you through the 5 P's that you need to know in order to become a successful and profitable virtual assistant. This is entirely free. I'm just sitting down with y'all, walking you through exactly what you need to have in place and answering a lot of the questions that I know you have. So you can get registered for the free workshop at arianavernier.com/free-workshop, or you can find that link in the show notes. All right, y'all, thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope it blessed you, and if it did, please take a moment to leave me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. That seriously would just bless me so much. It helps us get more amazing guests on the show. It helps more mamas like you find the show, and it would seriously just bless me so much. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next time.
Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I would love to bless you with a free gift as a thank you. All you have to do is leave a review of the show on Apple Podcasts, take a screenshot, and send it to podcast@virtualassistantmama.com. I'll send you a code so you can snag my virtual assistant toolkit for free. And don't forget to come hang out with us in our free community, facebook.com/groups/virtualassistantmama. I'm so honored to support you in your journey to becoming a virtual assistant. Until next week, y'all, keep following the dreams that were placed on your heart so you can be the present mama you've always wanted to be.